Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 19th, 2018, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Tonight, we'll be recapping the International Convention in Oklahoma City, and although we try, the only way to actually understand the value of the big events are to actually be there yourself. Tonight's call will be recorded, and it will be just a little bit longer than usual because we have so much to cover. And so to begin our call, I'm going to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and the $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can, Jeremy. I know you were excited about the convention. What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was, to be quite honest, you know, it was probably, you know, it was a little bittersweet. It was one of the most challenging conventions I've ever been to, just because Papa wasn't there with us. First one I've ever attended was not there. But at the same time, on the other hand, it was the most powerful conference that I've ever been to. I mean, there was just a spirit around the entire event from the time we got there through our breakout on Sunday, unlike anything I've ever experienced before. I will get into the specifics of the event. Hello?
Jeremy, I don't know if there's someone on a speaker line, if you make sure and mute your lines out until we come to you, I'd appreciate it. I'm sorry we have so many people on. They come on sometimes before they show up. So go right ahead, Jeremy.
That's fine. I just thought I was getting cut out or something. But, you know, it was a phenomenal event from the moment we got there on Wednesday till we left yesterday evening. It was absolutely an experience unlike anything else. The training was impeccable. I won't get into all this, the announcements and things, because I know a lot of you guys will be recapping those specific elements of the convention. But from an overall perspective, it was truly a life-changing event, not only for me personally, but from all the hundreds of people that I personally talked to on and off the More Success Team. It was just an incredible event. I just can't wait for everyone to go out into the field and put everything they learned this weekend into action. Just a great event. I'm also excited about the number of people that are on the call this evening. That's exciting. I can't see the specific numbers. I know, Dad, you probably can, but I would venture to say this is probably the biggest conference call we've had in a long time, so that's exciting. You know, some things we talked about as a leadership group for the More Success Team, one of the things we focused on was this Monday night call, so I congratulate all the leaders of getting this message out to your teams to get on this recap call. I encourage you guys to continue that. You're going to see a little bit of slight format changes to the conference call coming up in the upcoming weeks. And I'm really, really excited about what we're going to be doing with this training call. Also, excited that, you know, we bought a whole bundle, several bundles, four bundles of tickets for the next leadership conference in the fall, and we're completely sold out. So congratulations to you guys. You know, that's amazing. You know, the team, the Legal Shield as a company is going in the right direction. The team is exploding right now. So I can't wait to just sit back and listen to all the new, you know, all the announcements, the improvements. I mean, everything from the PC, you know, the Performance Club improvements to the ED for Life improvements to the absolutely crazy, insane amount of money for the ED bonuses now and for the Platinum bonuses now. It's just, it blows my mind of the commitment that Legal Shield's made to us as associates to really take away all their excuses. And they literally put their money where their mouth is by putting millions of dollars on the table for anyone on this call can go out and claim that those funds. And that's exciting. It's I know I'm flat out going to be running for it myself, but you know, it truly is an exciting time to be involved with Legal Shield and the More Success Team. You know, guys, we're going to be doing some amazing things. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night I'll be down in with Barbara Manley Wilson in San Marcos, Texas, their brand new briefing. I'll be down there. If you guys know anyone in the Central Texas market, Central Texas area, anywhere in the Austin area, plug in. I'm sure Manley will probably give the details on that a little bit later when he talks. But tomorrow night we'll be down there. Send your guests because they've got an exciting brand-new briefing going on. I know last week it was standing room only. I know tomorrow night will be packed out as well. So looking forward to working with you guys over the next weeks and months ahead, rolling into our summer event that we're going to talk about a little bit later on the call. Excited, really excited about where we're going this summer in Phoenix with the More Success Team on our team event. So won't get into all those details, like I say. I'm just so excited, but I don't want to steal all the speakers that you guys have lined up that are going to share those things. But from an overall point of view, I've never been more excited in the 18-plus years I've been involved with Legal Shield than I am right now tonight on March the 19th of 2018. So with that, Dad, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, Jeremy, great job. I appreciate it. Be careful going down to Texas. I know you'll do them a great job. Next, I want to go out to the great state of Virginia and to Millionaire Club members Jeff and Cindy Hughes. Jeff and Cindy, you guys on?
Hi, Randy.
Hey, Cindy.
How
are
you doing?
Welcome to the call.
Thank you. I just wanted to say one of the highlights for me at convention was getting to see and listen to Jack Canfield in person. And I remember the first time I was able to see like a piece of art that I had seen in books, you know, like a Van Gogh, you know, seeing in art books and so forth. And I thought they were beautiful in the art book, but when I got to see it in person, it was just phenomenal. I could not believe all the colors. And that's how I felt listening to Jack Canfield. You know, I've read The Success Principles. I love his work. But to hear him and to see him present those ideas and those principles was truly magical for me. And the way I say my affirmations, the things I practice, the five things each day that I do, and the way I plan my days, he has been a tremendous influence on how I do those things. So for me personally, that was one of the highlights of my, if not the highlight for me, at this convention. And I was so grateful to be able to be there and experience that. So I'm going to turn it over to Jeff now and let him share some of his thoughts.
And for those who maybe haven't read The Success Principles, it's Chicken Soup for the Soul, which has sold about 800 million copies or some crazy thing like that. I think they're trying to sell a billion copies before it runs out of its printing. But, yeah, that was awesome. And, of course, the whole convention was great. I feel like it was – I've been to a lot of them, but just the quality, the spirit, the camaraderie, it was just wonderful. I wanted to talk just briefly about the More Success Team breakout session, which we held on Sunday. And it was just a wonderful, spirit-filled event. And it was an opportunity really for the leaders and associates on the More Success Team to come together. And really we looked back on the life and memory of Ken Moore. I mean, that was kind of the theme of the day. The whole theme of the convention this whole weekend was about creating a legacy. And we got to celebrate the legacy of Ken and Shirlene Moore and what they've done for us and given to us. And it was wonderful. It was just a great event. And I was really, I just felt blessed to be there. I wasn't able to attend Mr. Moore's funeral, which was heartbreaking for me, but it was great to be able to, you know, get closure and just to celebrate his life. I loved him so much, and he was such a great friend to me and supporter and ally in the business. So he'll be greatly missed, but it was nice to be able to celebrate that with all the associates on the team. We talked about, you know, looking backwards and seeing what he did, but then we also talked about looking forward and doing what he'd want us to do, which is to go out there and build our business. And, you know, we have so many things on the team to look forward to, some exciting announcements regarding how to make the More Success Team even bigger and more effective, which you'll hear about later. But the Moores, and these were the last awards that Mr. Ken Moore was involved in, so this would make it even doubly special, that the Moore team gives the most beautiful trophies and awards. The same company that provides trophies and awards for NFL athletes is also the one that provides it for the Moore team. And, you know, they're just spectacular. I've been a recipient of one of them myself, and it's in a place of prominence in my office. I love it. It's my favorite trophy or award I've ever been given. And it was great to see those handed out again. So, the first major award that was given out was the Wilburn Smith Award. And Wilburn Smith, for those who don't know, was a past president of Legal Shield, one of the original associates back in the day when Mr. Moore was beginning his career, and you know, really one of the two men that saved the company, because they continued to market even when other people in the business quit. So he has his sculpture along with Mr. Moore in the home office, in the lobby of the home office. And so, beautiful Eagle Award that was given out, and that went to Miss Joan Buckner from New Mexico, who is a tremendous leader, the Moore Success Team, a top producer, a top recruiter, a marketplace leader, a great instructor. She's just an all-around wonderful associate, and much deserved, and was thrilled to see her receive that. The second award that's been given out in years past is the Harlan Stonecipher Award. That was given out to Mr. and Mrs. Ray and Linda Rios, also from New Mexico. And Ray and Linda are, just for me, personal friends. We had the same sponsor, upline sponsor, under Mr. Rick Legale, who has since passed on as well. And so I was thrilled to see them. I just think they're such high-quality individuals, a great example of a married couple, wonderful associates, wonderful leaders. And I just have to tell you that I saw Ray Rios, you know, when nobody, he thought nobody was looking. I was in a breakout room, and there was a gentleman that had been set there to guard the door, and Ray went up to him and said, "You were here when I got here at 7:30 this morning, and you're still here. Have you had a break?" And the guy goes, "No, I think they've forgotten about me." And he says, "Well, how about if I take over for you and let you go and go to the bathroom and take a quick break?" And the gentleman was so grateful and got up and left. And that's just the type of person that that the Rioses are. And so, well-deserved. It's a beautiful award. You'll be able to see that on the Facebook group. And then the newest award, and I think actually the most beautiful, it's a white eagle, like an alabaster eagle. And Mrs. Moore had her hand in picking this out. And that is the Kenneth Moore Award of Excellence. And so this is the first time this will be given, has been given out, and that went to Mr. Harold Pinson, who is Ken Moore's favorite. That's his best friend. And they were best friends for decades and have so many adventures that they did together and amazing deals. And I know, Harold, it's a hard thing to say goodbye to your best friend, but what a wonderful memento of that relationship to be able to look at that award. These awards will be given out annually at the Moore Success Team Breakouts. It's a huge honor when these are given out, and I would tell you that if you're on the Moore Success Team, you should aspire to receive one of these one day. And really what you need to do is just to be an exemplary associate. You know, work hard, treat people right, don't quit, and you're aligned to receive one of these as well. For those that weren't able to attend the Moore Success Team Breakout because of scheduling or because you weren't able to get to the convention, I would just encourage you to make sure that when you make your reservations at the International Convention, which next year will be in Dallas, Texas, to make sure that you don't schedule your flight out until late in the afternoon so that you can stay for the whole thing and still have time to reach your flight. But anyway, Mr. Moores, that's my report. We'll kick the call back over to you.
Well, thank you, Jeff and Cindy. We appreciate you guys very, very much. And for the remainder of the call, we're going to go to some of our top Millionaire Club members, executives on the team, and they're each going to tell one of the highlights of their event, and we'll finish with a full wrap-up at the very end. So let's go out to the great state of Alabama and to another Millionaire Club member, and that is Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
I can hear you now. Jimmy, first of all, I want to say congratulations to number three top producer on the entire team. You did an outstanding job again this year, and we appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you very much. It was quite an honor to be there, and, you know, those awards never get tired. To echo what Jeff said, having been the recipient of the Harlan Stonecipher Award a couple of years ago, and then getting the 17,000 Production Achievement Award at the convention, I've got 17 of those, because they give you one for every year. And my wife says, unless you build a How Great Thou Art room, that's not going up in your office or anywhere else. We don't have enough room for that. But the only thing I've got in my office is my Harlan Stonecipher Award. And like Jeff, it takes an honored place here, and it's something that is the most the award I'm most proud of all the awards I've gotten in my 19 years with the company. But I just want to touch on a couple of things tonight that affect some folks. One affects everybody on the call, and those others affect those that are primarily work the solution side of the business. And that is, the first one is, it relates to the LS at Work enrollment bonus. Many of you on the call have no idea what that is, but those of us that are servicing associates of groups, we're working with a company, a program called My Group Accounts, which recently changed to LS at Work. And this allows us to manage our groups because as you continue to go out and open new groups of employee benefits with individual members of the Legal Plan ID Shield, it gets to be, quite a challenge to not only open those groups but service those as the companies will allow us to go in. And so the company is moving more and more to a paperless approach. And one of the things that they've done is to roll out LS at Work. And so what they've done as a result of the convention this weekend is to incentivize those of us in the B2B arena to take advantage of this particular site by getting submitting our business through that site. And although you can submit individual business from your back office as well, this allows those of us that work in solution space to do that as well. And if you submit a minimum of 10 counter-eligible sales through LS at Work, they're going to pay you a bonus of $5 per membership. It's a limited offer. It ends on May the 31st, but you can go to the convention summary that they put out at wearelegalshield.com /OKC News, and I know it will be mentioned tonight probably several times, to remind you where you can go and see information about the convention as well as share with your team members. The other thing I will mention is something that, it just talks about the transparency and the human side of Legal Shield. And that is, this is a company that's never confessed or professed to be a perfect company. And during the convention session, the overall session, John Long got up and said, we did a promotion and it wasn't the best way to do it. And so and he took full responsibility for it and said, we're changing it. And those of you at the breakout session heard John come in and speak as the president of Network Solutions. And one of the things that the company is rolling out effective April 1 is a change on the counter equivalency of ID Shield individual sales. Those of you that sell the ID Shield know that you can sell that to individuals for $9.95 as a standalone product. And if you sell it to Group Arena, it's a little cheaper than that, $8.95 for most accounts, and for large groups, it's $8.45. But beginning April 1, those will not count a full counter credit. They will reduce to one-half counter. If you think about the math of it, it just makes sense because you could go, right now, until the end of the month, you can sell an ID Shield standalone, or you can go out and sell a $49.90 plan, and each of those produce one counter. And when the dollars that the company receives from that, it's nowhere close to one-on-one or equivalency. And so what that means is if you're going out and selling individual ID Shield products, you'll need to make sure you know that it will take two ID Shield individual sales of $9.95 each to equal one counter. And for those of us in the group arena, that means also if you're signing up several people and they're each getting ID Shield individual sales, you can't count those toward ED qualifications the same way. They'll count as a half counter. So keep those in mind as you're working toward your group enrollments beginning April 1st. Until that time, for the next 12 days, you can it's business as usual. But just keep that in mind moving forward as the company continues to try to make things better for us in the field and also fair to the company as well. So I'll send it back to you, Randy.
Well, thank you very much for that, Jimmy, and appreciate all that you've done for the team. I do want to remind everyone that you can go to the More Success Team Facebook group and that there are tons of videos and photos. I know Mr. Jeff Hughes did a lot of the videos. We appreciate that. So you'll be able to get a lot of the information watching those videos over and over again. Next, let's go out to the state of New Mexico and to another Millionaire Club member, Miss Joan Buckner. Joan, are you on?
I am. Thank you so much.
Hey, Joan, first of all, congratulations on receiving the Wilbur and Smith Award this year. That's outstanding.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say I was just honored and blessed to get that. I appreciate that so very much, especially knowing that Mr. Kenneth Moore had his hand on that. Means just worlds to me. So it really was, a lot of tears of joy and a lot of sadness, but, Jeremy and Jeff said that, just closure, having that closure is great. So I wanted to talk to you tonight about the most powerful thing to me. It was, and that was the perfect adjective, Jeremy, powerful convention, that we are the best. And the energy of the young people that are influencing everything in our business now and lighting fires everywhere is just really powerful. You could tell the shift in the energy, and I just loved it. The most convincing thing or the most powerful thing to me is I went to a training by Herman Davis on the app. And when you share the app through your prospect by Legal Shield or on your share website, which I think is a cumbersome way to do it. So I just wanted to touch on really quickly how to do it. And I won't take much time because we're limited on time here, but the LMS training for that is number 162. So everybody can go back if I'm speaking too fast or you get lost or whatever. Go back and review that because that will change how you prospect. And we're going to change all of our meetings to reflect how we're going to use this app. I know Arizona is doing the same. Texas has already been doing it. And talking from most of the MVPs throughout the country, this is the wave of the future. So the idea is for you to share your Legal Shield app. And if you go into your prospect by Legal Shield, and then when you have a new contact in there, send them the resource that's under your hub sites and share links. It's called LS App, Personalized Share Link, and send them that app. And when that happens and they download it from that link, it has your information at the very bottom. So it's like your business card. So instead of handing out business cards from now on, just say, hey, let me send you a link that has my business card on it. It's a digitized business card. And, oh, by the way, it has some free resources that you can access. So I did this 5 times yesterday just with real short intervals with people that I interacted with. And they downloaded it. And so then I showed them the free resources that they can get with the forms, the how to ask questions to the Ask Aaron, you know, what's the difference between a will and a trust and all that kind of stuff, and then show them how, some of the other things. On the very top right corner of the app, after they've downloaded it, it says plan info. And that'll tell them everything about the plan. But the most powerful thing that you need to show them before you leave them is how they can actually save money by having this app, whether or not they use the other benefits. So you go into Member Perks, and you click on See the Savings, and then it shows you from there how many people in your family, how many times you go out to dinner, how many times you go out to the movies, and all these other different shopping things, and it calculates it on the spot of how much the average savings for those particular items that they're choosing. So in almost every single case, it's going to save them more than what the membership costs. Then if they sign up for the membership from that app, you get credited for it. So you've got the membership, and then you can see when they've downloaded the app and follow up for more information for them to go to a live meeting or whatever the case might be. So super powerful tool that you can use right on the spot and not have to deal with the paper and all the other stuff there. But I hope that helps, and I'm just loving where we're going. So I'll turn it back to you, Randy.
Well, Joan, great information. Again, congratulations, and we appreciate all of that. Next, let's quickly go out to the state of Arizona and the winners of the Harlan Stonesoff Award, and that is Ray and Linda Rios. Ray and Linda, are you guys on?
Yes, we are. Randy, how are you?
Doing great, Ray. Congratulations on the award, and tell us what you thought about the convention.
Oh, definitely. You know, first and foremost, thank you for having us on this call. It's an amazing thing. Let me tell you, we have so many people on this call that for those of you that aren't able to attend, I really hope that you make the decision to go. It was a total emotional roller coaster the entire weekend capped by receiving such an honor to receive this award, you know. And excuse me.
You're okay, right? Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I'm still working with the emotional events of this event, but a couple of things I want to share. Let me take it on the speakerphone. Hold on. Bear with me for a second. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
All right. Thank you. And so, you know, one of the things that I could tell you honestly that the most important thing was understanding that you have to commit. Receiving this award and the experience of the entire weekend just shook me to my core. And after 20 years with the company, I realized I am not doing as much as I should. And I have an echo in my mind of Mr. Ken Moore telling me, go help one more family. And I can tell you that this event itself is what truly, truly made it very clear in my mind that I should not disregard none of the 10 core commitments, because the 10 core commitments is what's going to take us to the next level that we will achieve this year, because the 10 core commitments will give every one of my team members the true experience of what this Legal Shield company will do for us. Our future is so bright that every one of those 10 core commitments that was hit one after the other by each one of the person, I took tons of note, but I can tell you that this conference, what I took out of it is that it really grounded me to the point that it is a common daily practice of the 10 core commitments. And I encourage every one of you, go to your LMS, go to the training and find out and make a copy of this, post it somewhere, put it on your mirror, make it a reality for you so this company can become real for you as it is for us.
Well, Ray, I appreciate that information. And again, congratulations to you and Linda on the great award that you so justly received.
Thank you.
All right, next, go out to the state of Oklahoma, and the winner of the Kenneth R. Moore Award of Excellence, the first one ever, and that's Millionaire Club member Mr. Harold Pinson. Mr. Pinson, are you on? Harold, do we have you on,
yes,
sir?
Yes, Randy, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go right ahead, Harold.
Well, it's a fantastic convention. I think it's the best one yet. Of course, we say this every year, which they just keep getting better and better. They keep putting more money out there on the table. And the Moore team, we should really be proud of ourselves, because we had winners in every major category up there. In fact, there's one category, I forgot which one it is, but we had the top three. The one Manly Wilson won, and then Sherry Brand was second, and Jeremy and Stephanie were third. And that's pretty amazing. I think we should outshine the rest of them. All the speakers were great. I really enjoyed Darcy Hoffman. You know, her theme was we grow people, and we really do. And a couple things that I got out of her is, you know, she kind of puts us, we start out as a tree, you know. We start out as a seed along with a skill set. And as we grow, our roots grow deeper. And the deeper we grow, our roots grow, the more fruit we produce. And those fruits are those associates that you bring up and mentor and teach them to be successful. And she talked briefly about mind and emotions. You know, our emotions, they're really an educator, not a dictator. And how many times out there do we let, and I've been guilty of this myself, to let our emotions take over maybe a promotion or a victory. And she also mentioned that we need to become a mission marketer instead of commission marketer. There's a lot of people out there that have dollar signs in their eye, but when you become a mission marketer, you get that down in your heart. And people will be able to see the difference in that. That's all I'm going to mention on that, because I know we've got a lot of speakers, and I was just really, really blown away to receive that award. You know, Kenneth meant so much to me. He mentored all of us, coached all of us. He spent many, many hours, many days with us. And that's really basically it.
Well, Harold, I appreciate that. Again, we appreciate you. And that award came straight from my dad, so I know what he thought of you. So we appreciate you.
I really humbly accept that. I was blown away. But there's many more people on this call that are just as equally deserving. You've got Linda Bowden, Alex Gardner, Jimmy Parrish, Joan Buckner, Jeremy and Stephanie, even. You know, even the Moore family. I know I'm leaving a couple. Oh, Jeff Hughes, he deserved this just as much as I did. But on behalf of all of us, I accept it for all you guys. I'm just humbled to have it, to get it. And I tell you what, every night when I come home, I look at that. And when I look at it, I just know how much it meant to me, not only to me, to all of us. But it was a great celebration service yesterday. I think we could have, there's so many tears in there, I think we could have started a small creek.
Well, Harold, thank you very much. You're very kind, and I know we're going to miss Mr. Moore greatly, but thank you for being on tonight, sir.
Thank you.
All right, next let's go out to the state of Texas, to New Brunswick, Texas, and that is the they actually received the number one award for organizational team persistency. I can get it out here in just a second, but I appreciate it. That's not other than Barbara and Manley Wilson. Are you guys on?
We are. Thank you so much, Randy, for having us on. All the speakers are great tonight. The weekend was great. We had so much fun and unexpected recognition, which we thank you all for, and all the love and support everyone has given us. Yeah, I do want to mention that every time any of us sponsor someone, we have to continue to love them the way Mr. Moore has loved all of us. And the ones that were not able to come to the convention to take the classes, those classes they get really good at this. You'd think they'd done this before. They're getting so good at it. But we went to we didn't go to all of them because there was like 32 classes while we were there. So we went to everything we could every day. And I went to the Herman Davis class as well. And his training is great. It is on LMS, as she was saying before. And I also went to Darcy Hoffman's class, and her class was great. And I wanted to mention to everyone who did not get to go to the conference, and even the ones that did and you didn't get the class, that they record every one of these classes. And all of those will be on the LMS shortly. I don't know how long it would take them to get them out, but they will all be on there eventually. So if you did go and you kept your training breakout schedule, to keep that, and you can refer back to it, and any of your downline that didn't get to go, you can recommend some classes to them, the ones that you went to, the one that you enjoyed, or something that they're having issues with. And I think it's just a great tool that we have. But the most important thing I got from the classes that I took was change your mindset. Don't accept the failure that you've had. Don't bring your past with you. No matter if you have a negative thought about anything in your life or the business, that's past. Let it go. And you have to think, now, why am I thinking that? Let's fix that.
That are actually
past.
And,
get that right. Go ahead.
Okay. That's okay. And anyway, it was just change your mindset, and we really have to. It doesn't matter what we've learned. If we don't put it in action, it was just a fun weekend. But if we make those steps to put everything that we learned and take action and get out there and share this wonderful opportunity with so many people, then the classes will all fall in. They stick in your long-term memory, and that they'll come up when you need them. You think, well, I don't remember that, but you do, because when you have passion about the product, these classes, well, you'll start speaking the things that you learned in these classes, and you can pass that down to your downline. And I'll turn this over to Man.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah. There was so much, like she said, to learn from all the classes. Kevin Moeller did an incredible job on increasing your level up qualification and Three points were made, I thought, that really stuck out. New associates with no sales within 6 months, there's an 80% dropout rate. Even if they've earned $1 or more in their business, 74% will stay in. So that should tell us that how important it is to level them up and get them paid and promoted. And associates that level up recruit 14 times more associates and market 11 times more memberships than one who doesn't. So that really stuck out in my head since I'm in the networking side of it. And then on Darcy Hoffman's classes that disrupt you, I like when she had us all stand up and say, I am dedicated to being disrupted. To ask two questions to always ask yourself as a leader. What are you doing to grow yourself? What are you doing to grow others? And then, of course, the evidence of change is growth. So, again, there were so many good classes. I know everybody on this that was there took so many notes as well. Jack Canfield, man, that what he did on stage, showing us how negative thoughts attack our body and keep us from moving forward in life and in our behaviors, is what I got out of it. That's just some of what I got out of it. It was an incredible weekend. And in closing here, like Jeremy mentioned earlier, anybody within the driving distance of San Marcos, Texas, tomorrow night at between 7 and 7:30 will be our registration. 7:30 to 8:30 will be the event. Guys, get all your guests out to hear this incredible leader, three-time millionaire. The directions will be on the www.shieldtexas.com calendar, on the Central and South Texas calendar there. But it's at the Courtyard Marriott. The quickest way is to just know it's exit 200, San Marcos, Texas, on I-35. So look forward to everybody showing up tomorrow night and supporting Mr. Moore, taking his time away from his family to pour into us. And he's going to be doing a training for the Moore team. Anybody on the Moore team, we will be doing that Wednesday night, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at that same location. So if you can repeat that events the second night, you will leave there a more intelligent, more educated leadership associate than you ever were in your life. Thanks to Mr. Jeremy Moore. I'll turn it back over to you.
Barbara and Manley, thank you. Appreciate you guys. All right, let's go out to the state of Utah and to new $200,000 income earner and millionaire club member, and that's Mr. Dave Hall. Dave, are you on?
I'm here. Thank you very much. And I know we've got some other people to talk to, so I'll make this real quick. Echo the sentiments of many other people. Greatest convention we've been to so far. Fabulous breakout. Wonderful announcements on the Moore success team, pulling everything back together with Team Renew and coming under one umbrella. Huge momentum shift to bring those two parties together. I'm really excited about the future of all those leaders pouring into us. I want to talk real quickly just about, you know, the icing on the cake at the end of the event was the announcement of that $1 million bonus. Like, there's not a company out there in this direct sales industry that has $1 million bonus on the table, not, let alone $495,000 in bonuses leading up to the $1 million bonus. That's the big carrot that a lot of people are talking about and using today when you're saying, man, I got to sit down and show you something. They just put $1 million bonus on the table. But back in 2003, I mean, I think back to the bonuses we used to have years ago that would get us so excited to get out there and just crank. They put a $10,000 bonus on the table for the top recruiter. And let me tell you, I worked my guts out to get that. And in 2003, when we rolled into convention, we were the top recruiters in the company in the network marketing division. And we walked the stage and, you know, beat Brian Crothers and everybody else. And we got a $10,000 bonus from Wilburn Smith. They put $10,000 in a silver briefcase and gave it to us. And we were so excited to bring $10,000 cash home and just throw it on the living room floor and roll around in it and all kinds of fun things. But everybody, we show pictures of that. We tell the story. We show the briefcase and everything else like that.
Let me help people put this in perspective. That was $10,000. That money went so stinking fast. I'd lumped that into the deposit that I put down on the house that I was building for my wife. Because at the time we were living in my little sister's house, in one bedroom in my little sister's house. I was a $100,000 ring earner, and I was squatting in my little sister's house, me, my wife, and three kids in one bedroom. So that money went really, really, really quick. Here we are 15 years later, and I did a rough ballpark guesstimate as I could on what has happened from the leaders. The leaders that came from that year that we recruited people, I look at the people that came in during that year. I said, okay, this guy came in that year, this guy, this lady. And then I said, how many sales have come through this person's organization since they came in that year? How many have come through this? How many come through this? The crazy thing, we worked hard for $10,000, and today over $1 million has been paid out because we went crazy trying to get $10,000. The carrot out there is like, guys, hey, here's $1 million. Work hard and come get this $1 million. A lot of these people on the call tonight are going to get that $1 million here in the next 5, 6, 7 years. But guess what? 15 years from now, do you know what that work is going to pay you, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids? I mean, you look at the generational wealth that the more success team has created, 5 generations there. We're all working hard to go get that platinum level and get that $1 million bonus, but it's going to pay out tens of millions of dollars in the years afterwards for the work we do for the next few years, just planting seeds. Let that sink in for a second, and back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Dave, appreciate that incredible amount of money. I can't wait. Next, let's go out to the state of Idaho and to $250,000 earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Chris Hughes. Chris, are you on, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And agreed, best convention ever. And a couple things that stood out to me, and then a quick announcement. First of all, if anybody didn't see Jeff's kind of keynote or closing speech at the More Success Team Breakout event last night on Facebook, and I thank Cindy for putting that up, but that is just so good. And I encourage everybody to go and watch his remarks on the More Success Team Facebook page. Wanted to chime in on the purchase of the company, you know, now valued Legal Shield with a valuation of north of $1 billion. That is just such an incredible thing, and we are in the best of hands now with not only MidOcean, but also $18-19 billion equities company, Stone Point, the two of them working together. It's going to be real magic. I wanted to announce, Randy, this evening, the More Success Team event that'll be this summer in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, Dave Hall mentioned the kind of team renew, and also, you know, Jeff and Tendy's teams and other teams are rolling their calls. They're all part of the More Success Team, rolling their calls into this call on Monday, and also combining on events. And we've done many, many events at the Arizona Grand Resort. It's in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're going to be going back there this summer as the More Success Team. And so I want to give everybody information. If you don't have a pen, or I hope you'll have a pen and paper and jot down the dates and some of the details. We'll get you more later, but I'll at least give you a sketch tonight. The event will start on the 13th. That'll be check-in at the Arizona Grand Resort. You can Google that for information. It is a beautiful Four Diamond Resort in Phoenix. And it is also a water park. And these events that we do there, they're family events. And we encourage people, because it is the summer, to bring their kids and bring their spouses. We have gotten so many people off the fence, you know, and off the sideline, maybe an unsupportive spouse because they didn't understand what this was all about. And they brought them to these events, and it locked them in. You know, they said, I get it. Not only am I going to support you now, but I'm going to cheer you on. You know, what can I do to help you build this business? So we'll check in on Thursday, the 13th of July. We check out on Sunday, the 15th of July. And Thursday night will be an executive director invitation only. You've got to be a currently qualified executive director as of the end of June to be invited to that event, but it's included in your event ticket. We always go to dinner or have a banquet or go somewhere fun, ride go-karts, do something. We always do something fun and playful, but good food is always involved. And then the general sessions are on Friday and Saturday, and there will be sessions for direct sellers, for business solutions, those that are doing group and small business work, B2B, and there will also be trainings on networking, on network marketing, on building a team. And this event will have something for everybody. Couple points. Number one, there will be the people training collectively have earned earned tens of millions of dollars in Legal Shield. So if you want to make big money, you'll want to get in front of these incredible speakers. Number two, it's going to be absolutely a blast. Like I mentioned, there is a water park there with several water slides, a lazy river, a wave pool, outdoor movies, golf, bicycling, I mean, you name it. There's so much to do on the resort, not to mention the IMAX theaters and great shopping and great restaurants surrounding the resort. And so lots of fun. You're going to get all the information that you need to from the people that are building the biggest businesses in Legal Shield. And we also encourage leaders to break out. You know, there's so many leaders on the More Success team, so many millionaire club members and six-figure ringers plus, not to mention the executive directors. We just couldn't even list them all tonight or hear from them all tonight. So in addition to the general sessions, we encourage leaders to break out. There's plenty of time. The way we've done these events in the past, we train for about 5 hours a day, and the rest of the day is playtime. You know, it's time in the lazy river with your team. Maybe in the evenings we're around the fire pits, and we're sharing notes and doing trainings or breaking out with our teams. But I've seen teams of 30, 40, 50 people huddled together in the lobby of the hotel sharing notes. And we encourage leaders to do that. There will be recognition for everyone, for anybody that's in the performance club, top producers, top recruiters, executive directors. All of the top leaders will have reserved seats in the front. But you do have to be pre-registered. And Randy, as we all know, we've got the Tennessee event coming up in September. Those events, the tickets, I think, are, you know, anywhere from $39 to $69, depending on how many you buy. We don't have those economies of scale with the More Success team. And so the tickets right now are $99. And, you know, we're expecting a couple hundred, maybe 300 people to be at this event. And so we encourage you to go and get your ticket before the prices go up. Here in the next month or so, you can get those tickets at themoresuccessteam.com. It's more MORE successteam.com. And right when you get there, you'll see Mr. Ken Moore's photo, and you can slide the screen to the right, and the second screen there will be where you need to go to get your tickets. You can download the form and email it in to the email address on the form. We do have a room block, and this will be the last thing I say, and I'll be done. We've got discounted prices for the rooms. The rooms are $129 each. They are suites. You can sleep up to six people. That includes wristbands for the water park. That price also includes your resort fee, which is $50 a day. They waived for us, and also valet parking and parking is included in that price as well. I have heard that some people go on to some other websites, some discount websites, that are giving a better deal. I would just encourage you all to look at those prices and look at the fine print, because there's somebody got an $80 price, but they couldn't get the free resort fee, which is $50 on top of the $80, and then parking is on top of that. So just we encourage you to use the room block, get that $129 price point, and we will have the phone number to get your rooms at the discounted rate on the More Success team. Right now, you can register online by going to the More Success team and look at that second banner there behind Mr. Ken Moore's photo. So I'm super excited about that, Randy. I know there's been a ton of registrations. I think we're over 200 registered already, and that doesn't include what we brought back from Oklahoma City. So it's going to be an incredible event. And also, final thought, is as we're putting together the trailers for this event and working closely with Randy and Pat and Jeremy and Stephanie and the other six figureers and teamers on the team, we'll be pulling the trainers from the registration list. So if there's anybody out there that would really like to train, please get registered. We'll pull a registration list, and then we'll start building the training from those who have pre-registered. But we need to have that happen in the coming 7 days. So with that said, Randy, I want to thank you. It was an incredible event. I can't wait for the More Success Team event this summer in Phoenix, and then also the next big event for Legal Shield in September in Tennessee. So thanks so much for having me on the call. Back to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. We really appreciate your leadership. Next, let's go out to the state of Idaho and the $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, real quick, I just want to share. I'm just still in shock and heartbroken that Jimmy Parrish wasn't number one on the team. And so, Jimmy, I just want you to know that I love you. I've been commiserating with you, but I'm sure you'll be back at number one next year. So no worries. But real quick, tell you a quick story about convention, then I want to give you just an action step, really. You know, as an executive director, all the executive directors get seated on the floor. And I can remember when I didn't have seats on the floor, and I was always trying to find a way to get on the floor. But the best way to get on the floor was to go executive director. But now that I have seats on the floor, at one of the sessions, I decided to give up my seats just to a couple of people on my team who were new there. And first convention, right? And I remember talking with them afterwards. I said, how did you like sitting on the floor? And he said, man, there is a different energy level on the floor. And they, it's not like, I kid you not, I mean, it's not like they were way off the floor to begin with. You know, they got there early, they got good seats, and they were probably only five rows off, you know, up in the stands. But he could feel there's a palpable difference. You know, and that's why the leaders talk to you tonight, because, you know, there's a palpable difference between what we got out of convention usually and what maybe a new person got, and we want you to share our experience. And so we need to bring more executive directors on the team for sure. And so how do we do that? We take what we got out of convention. For all of you that were there, congratulations. But for those of you that weren't, you missed it, right? But here's the deal. If you were at convention, the thing you need to do, Dave Hall is one of my best friends in life, and we talk pretty often, but they'll usually end the conversation with me by saying, well, I'm not making any money talking to you. Gotta go. Right? And, you know, the reality is I'm not making any money talking to him either. I gotta go. So the reality is we need to be making phone calls. Right? We need to be making phone calls, because I'm not gonna get a $1 million bonus talking to Dave Hall. I'm not gonna make a $1 million bonus, you know, talking to Chris Hughes or Jeff Hughes or Randy Moore or any of the people who are already in. Right? We're going to grow the team, and we're going to grow our businesses by talking to people who aren't yet in. And so if you're really excited, here's how you know if you're really excited. You're picking up the phone and talking to prospects. You're not picking up the phone and talking to someone cross-line, upline. You might pick up the phone and talk to some people who were downline who haven't been around in a while and let them know. You know, the first few calls I made were to people on my team who I thought could get excited about the ED bonuses. Not just the platinum bonuses, the ED bonuses, right? So we got to be picking up the phone and making more calls to people who aren't in, and maybe to some people on our team who got engaged at one point but who have been disengaged for a while, and let them know what's going on. Okay? And then the second thing I wanted to let you know, again, you've heard several people talk about tickets for Nashville. Okay? Let me tell you something. Right now is the time to buy your tickets to Nashville, right? I know Dave Hall has a bundle that, you know, the Moore's Bot purchased four bundles, and they're sold out. But if you're on Dave Hall's team, then Dave Hall has 60 tickets. I know if you're on my team, I've got 40 tickets. Let's make sure we get, you know, check up line before you get it from the company, but check up line, make sure that someone up line from you hasn't already bought a bundle of tickets, because that way you can get them cheaper. But here's what I know. If you put off buying the Nashville ticket, there's a good chance you're not going to make it. And if you don't make it to Nashville, there's a good chance you're not going to be around by the time Dallas comes next year for the international convention. We got to be at every event. Every event. We got to be at every event. And I got to tell you, you know, I had reasons not to go to Oklahoma City too. And I thought they were pretty good. But I realized one day, as I was training on the 10 core commitments, it's like, I don't even know why you were entertaining the idea of not going to OKC. Right? Because now I'm coming out, I'm on fire. I am super excited. You've got to be at Nashville, and you've got to be able to make the commitment now. Some people think if I, you know, oh, next month I'll get the ticket. No, right now. Skip lunch. Skip lunch all week if you need to. Buy your ticket for Nashville now so that you know that you're going. So that when someone else says, are you going to Nashville, you can say, I've already got my ticket. Right? That's the idea. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, appreciate that, Damian. Great job. Next, let's go out to the state of Oklahoma and to Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Peterman. Dave, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Well, what an exciting call tonight. And we are excited. I mean, I think the call's been, you know, everything's been covered pretty well. The convention was great. We're so excited about what's going on. The celebration of Mr. Ken Moore's life was incredible. The breakout, everything's here. I just wanted to mention one thing real quickly, and some of you know me know that, you know, we've been waiting on the gun owner supplement now for quite a while, and that was coming out. And just very quickly, I'm going to go into all of it. It's available now as of Saturday in 46 states. And you can look at, obviously, probably the people, North Carolina, Nevada, New York, and Massachusetts, and that those may be coming later. But I'd go to the frequently asked the FAQ questions, look at that. It's available. It is as a rider to a new legal plan, 2018 plan, and there's some discussion that right now you can add it to a 2018 plan going forward. But it's an incredible advantage that we have there. But, hey, you know, right time, right place, right company. Lots of money on the table. Exciting, exciting, exciting. Appreciate you, Randy. Appreciate the More Success team.
Well, appreciate you, Dave. Appreciate the job you did tonight. Next, let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Mr. Alex Gardner, a Millionaire Club member. He's going to sort of wrap it all up for us tonight. Alex, are you on?
Yes, I am, Mr. Moore, and thank you. What a great call and recap so far. There's not a whole lot to blanks to fill in, but I will. There's a couple things here that I still had in my notes. There was a powerful training segment on money management, tax, and investment strategy during one of the main sessions that everybody heard from, and I think that alone was worth the trip to be there and just shows how the company wants to invest in you as a person and everything about you, not just producing in Legal Shield. There was also one former and two current state attorneys general that were on the stage. Sharing their support for Legal Shield and what we do. Another thing, there was a very significant update to the mobile app, to that will questionnaire, and that new and improved look and feel, and now has a save as you go through each section, so that's going to be a game changer. Also, online web apps will start processing soon, within 15 minutes. So paper apps, reinstatements, or future effective date apps, that doesn't apply, but for web applications that are set to process. The advanced manager extended through the rest of the month, drive to director as well. Make sure you're plugging into, if you haven't worn on the leadership show, you hear a playback for the additional bonuses that have been added, the additional money to Performance Club, the executive director bonuses. Your first year in executive director, a total of $15,000 now in bonuses paid out on a monthly basis, as well as the platinum bonuses that were mentioned. So make sure you catch the playback of the leadership show if you haven't seen that, to get all the details on all the new bonuses that are now into place. Another thing that we learned was that the Moore team has the highest production per associate in the company, as well as the highest retention. We write the best quality business in the company as a team. So We need to keep doing that, but we just need more of us, right? So we just need to continue to focus on recruiting more good quality people of all ages, whether they're millennials, Gen X, Y, boomers. We want just good people that are going to represent the company well and bring in good business and other good people. And many of us who have been around for a while really, I think, have been feeling the momentum building. And I know we're entering a major period of growth, which I believe will very easily be the biggest period of growth in the history of our company over the next few years. So now's the time to get more engaged than we've ever been, make our list all over again. I'm talking to myself as well. I think we should all act like we're brand new, even if we've been around 20 or more years. And, you know, make sure you're communicating out to your team, getting them plugged into the updates, via the leadership call playback, the playback of this call, which should be posted within the next day or so on the More Success Team Facebook page or on podcasts, and your local and regional recap events. You know, the reality is none of us have reached our potential yet, so we can all get better. We can all do more. I think we've been inspired to do so. So let's get out, finish the month strong, and remember, you know, every household, every business, every recruiter we protect is one closer to our mission of protecting all Americans from injustice, and, you know, we're just getting started, and the best is truly yet to come. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you. Are you muted out, Mr. Moore?
I did. I apologize for that. I appreciate you, Alex. You did an outstanding job, and I appreciate all of tonight's special guest speakers, some of the top leadership in the company, and, of course, on our team. And each and every week, we're going to try to provide the very best training for you, our associates out in the field. Normal calls are 30 minutes long. This recap in an hour, we didn't really do justice to what the event was if you were there in person. So, again, anytime we have those big events, if you're serious about the business, you need to actually be there. But I want to thank you all for staying on the call. I know it was about an hour tonight, but Mr. Ken Moore's spirit is alive and well. His legacy lives on, and I think that came out loud and clear at the convention. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on tonight's call. I'm going to leave it with this. Just like Mr. Moore always said, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and everything will work out just fine. Good night, everyone.